This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we continue to read through the Bible, two chapters a day, we'll gain a new appreciation of the wisdom and grace of God. When thinking of Jesus Christ as the King above us, as presented in the book of Matthew, it's not surprising to find the word authority mentioned in regard to his life and work. To do a topical study of authority, first collect the references to it and then correlate them into an outline. Once you've done this, crystallize what you found into some applications. I call this the 3C Bible study method: collect, correlate, and crystallize. When Jesus finished his Sermon on the Mount, it says in Matthew 7, the crowds were amazed at his teaching because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. His sermon was pointed, dealing with character, consistency, compassion, and commitment. Jesus minced no words. He probed beyond mere outward appearance to deal with what was going on in the innermost thoughts and attitudes of the mind and heart. In chapter 8, a centurion asked Jesus for help. When Jesus was ready to go with him to heal his servant, he declared that he understood authority. One with authority only needs to speak the words, and servants obey. He asked Jesus to speak the word of healing and believed it would be done. Jesus affirmed his faith. In Matthew chapter 9, Jesus again asserts his authority by forgiving a paralytic his sins and healing him, thus proving his authority. Look for other indications of his authority as you read through the Gospel of Matthew. I'd like to hear from you. You can email me, ludgolds@outlook.com.